Two Sides of a Coin. Dharma Talks by Sayadaw U. Akita. From the Beginning to the End. The Way from Sotapanna to Arahant. 1968. This talk was delivered at Maini Gon Dharma Sala in Rangoon. Yu Xin only thinks about the existing Dharma, real phenomena, and not thinking about the non-existing ones. There are four knowing dharmas of four satipatthanas. There are two dharmas to exterminate, ditthi, wrong view, and tanha, craving. Exterminate ditthi will be free from apayas, and exterminate tanha will attain nibbana. I'll now talk about what kinds of mind and form of ditthi are exterminated and what kinds of mind and form of tanha are exterminated, i.e., from Sotapanna to Arahant level. I'll talk about minds. These are Khanda Dharmas that I know all about them with the practice. Thi In Gu is surrounded by four lakes. Thi In means sand lake, Gu means cave, so it means sand lake cave. Then he talked about there were many wild water buffaloes in that area in the past. Two men killed a buffalo and cut its mane near a lake. And then one village man came near them, asked for some meat. They gave him the bad parts of the meat, which they did not want. But the two men who were the owner of the buffalo ate the best meat. In the same way, most Buddhists meet the Buddha Sasana, but they are wasting most of their times with worldling dharmas, such as dana and sila and other merits. So, they are like the village man eats the bad meat. Very few indeed are like the two men eat the best meat because they are the owners of it. It means very few Buddhists are the owner of Dharma. I don't like people not doing the practice. Yu Xin myself practiced for 21 months, over 1 year, until my bones and skin were worn out. I have this determination and effort. Either I die, or tanha dies. I had checked my minds and knew all of them, and also other people's minds. Furthermore, I knew all the clinging minds, upadacitta, mind frees from upadana, clinging, and the liberated mind. Don't look at people's minds, but your own minds, checking your mind and not someone else's. Don't find others' faults but your own ones. This was also admonished by Buddha. I had a lay disciple Yu Ba Yin who taught others and I heard from what he said as follows. I don't know about pariyatti, learning, and if you come and tell me I'll listen to you as my teacher with gratitude. Yu Ba Yin's story. There was a house with two stories. In the upper story a virtuous man with white clothes, symbol of purity, lived and at the ground floor was a young woman living there. We have to be careful of verbal actions, vaka kammas, because its results are terrible. Our Bodhisatta, Gautama Buddha, in one of his past lives said if others practiced for 6 days I could do it even for 6 years. So, our Bodhisatta was practicing for 6 years to become a Buddha. Therefore, even a Buddha couldn't escape the results of action of many past lives. The acts we humans commit with our mouths are quite numerous and varied. I had written about some of them in the Mangala Sutta already. Most people without the knowledge of Buddha Dharma will never know about its important and serious consequences. In the Buddha's time, the beautiful sex worker Ambapali was a prostitute for many past lives until her last life. In the Buddha Kassapa's time she mentioned to an old Arahant bhikkhuni as like a prostitute. Mahamoggallana in the same Buddha's time talked to a monk as behaving like a slave. Because of this verbal action in one of the future lives, he was born as a son to a slave woman and became a salve. One of the great disciples of the Buddha, Mahasavaka, in his past life was making a joke to a Pachaka Buddha as looked like a leper. So, in his last life as a monk suddenly one day he was sick, infested with serious skin disease. Later he had to stay in a monk hospital and no one came to see him because of the body smell and disgusting skin disease. Only Sariputta came to see him and cared for him. He was like a brother to all monks, and the loveliest on earth. Nowadays, human speech acts are quite extensive, many and diverse, because there are many kinds of media. We could see all four types of unwholesome verbal actions in them, such as cheating, lying, harming, frivolous talks, harsh speech, backbiting, etc. There are no end about them. This young woman was working as a sex worker as a livelihood because of her past karma. The holy man, i.e., virtuous man, admonished her for her job and behavior. She listened to his admonish for some time, but because of her livelihood or some other reasons had to continue the profession. This saint was observing her go upstairs with her clients every day. With each client he made a marking with a small pebble near him. At last, it became a pile of pebbles. And then he called the young woman to him and showing her the pile of pebbles and teaching her. She at last had a strong sense of wise urgently, samvega, and fear and changed her lifestyle. She lived a life of blameless and tried her life completed with sila, samadhi and panna. After death, she was born in heaven, but the holy man fallen into a pyre, painful existence. Sayadaw continued to talk about the whole process of the practice. I'll talk about the extermination of wrong view. The Buddha told us to know about the khanda sabhava lakana, the characteristics of the khanda nature, as vipassana. I'll talk on the process of the practice from kaya, vedana, citta and dharma and how it relates to each other step by step. And how sotapanna exterminates ditthi, how once returner, sakadagami, reduces karma, lust, non-returner, anagami, frees from raga and arahant frees from the taints, asava. There are two ways of extermination, exterminations of result and cause. Sayadaw talked two stories to describe these two ways. A hunter with his arrows and bow went into a forest for meat. After some time, he met a wild dog, and he used his arrow and bow to shoot the animal. But he missed the animal, and the arrow fell near the dog. The dog, instead of running toward and attacking him, it bit the arrow. So, the hunter took another arrow and shot the wild dog, and it killed the animal. Here, the wild dog did not attack the hunter, i.e., the cause, but bit the arrow, which was the result. This is an example of extermination of the result. The hunter continued hunting, and after some time, he met a tiger at a distance. So, he used his bow and arrow to shoot the tiger. It missed the tiger, and he used another arrow to shoot the animal. But this time before he shot the tiger again, it's running toward him, and he was killed by the animal. This is an example of extermination of the cause. Here this story teaches us humans how to deal with the problems which we create nowadays in the world, such as global warming, all kinds of pollution in nature and the internal pollution of the mind, i.e., all sorts of unwholesome media. How did United Nations, world leaders, politicians and governments, etc. dealing with them? Usually or mostly, they solve the problems like the dog in the story, it'll never solve and never finish, it goes one and one. They are the problem themselves. And if they solve the problem out there, there will be more arrows to come. They have to change their foolish, stupid minds, behaviors and actions, etc. With wholesome education and not by unwholesome education which increasing their polluted minds, such as greedy, ill will, hatred, anger, lust, selfishness, envy, stinginess, conceit, delusion, ignorant, etc. They have to solve the problems like the tiger in the story. Closing square bracket. Sayadaw talked the four great elements by the Buddha as mentioned in suttas. What I know about them is stiffness, tension, aches, i.e., earth elements. In the chest area it becomes tight and sweat comes out, i.e., water elements. The body becomes hot and when it's cold like an ice block, i.e., heat elements. The body is moving and good fleshes arising, i.e., air element. When the four elements are disturbed or changed, if we note them as pressure, stiffness, aching, and its exterminating of the results. Wrong view will never fall away. This everyone knows, and even the child knows it. There are two knowledge, wrong and right knowing. Exterminating the result has samadhi, but it can't know the four truths. The extermination of external results is, give examples with six senses of door and six sense objects. When seeing, contemplate the eye and visual form. This is similar to the hunter and the wild dog. You have to contemplate the mind and not form, rupa. If you contemplate stiffness, tension, aches, hot, cold, seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. And this is the Dharma for the dying of dog. The cause is the mind and the result is form, rupa. The contemplation of the cause is contemplating the sabhava lakana of its pressing nature, distending nature, tensing nature, etc. With the long period of sitting, vedana arises because form, rupa, is disturbed and one of the four elements leading it. Form the knowing of the in-breath and out-breath and the mind inclines toward the painful vedana. This happens its own nature and not doing it by oneself. This is not samatha practice by knowing the sabhava dharma that it's vipassana. When vedana arises and contemplate the stiffness, tension, etc. It'll be continuous to painful and could it be ended? Vedana is nama dharma, mind dharma. If you contemplate stiffness and its form, rupa, experiencing the stiffness is Vedana Nama Dharma or Mind Dharma. You have to contemplate the experience of Vedana. With little stiffness and you experience it or feel it. As the stiffness increases, you will experience, feel, it and follow it through to the end. You have to contemplate the vanishing Nama nature of experience, contemplate the vanishing of experience, etc. And then it comes to the ending and at the same time the pain in form, rupa, also ending together. With the ending of Vedana it arrives to Sitanupassana. I don't know the Satipatthana in the books, but I know them in the Kanda. With dukkha ends and arrive and feel happiness. The mind is like a small frog sitting in the water pool, quietly and calm. The Buddha said that only seeing dukkha would see sukha. If not seeing dukkha and never seeing sukha. The whole world only indulgence in sukha, i.e., on kamaguna, sensual pleasures. You must also understand this. Experiencing dukkha is like someone in the very hot season of March and April, Burmese weather, without umbrella and sandals walking under a very hot sun on the hot sandy ground. He is also thirsty of water. The mind is experiencing dukkha vedana and looking for happiness and freedom. The mind wants to be free. I don't know how it said in the books. The mind is experiencing vedana again. The mind is looking for shady tree and lake for comfort. when he finds it and running there and drinks the water fully. All the dukkha is extinguished. It is up to Sittasatipatthana. If you get there, tell your family that if I die, do not make merit for me. I.e., become Sotapanna and never take rebirth again in woeful existences. I am still not arriving at home yet, i.e., Nibbana, our real homes, and can't stop at here, and will continue encounter with Dukkha. I continue the journey and reflect as, Nama, mind or in Burmese Nam, is the nature of experience or feel Dukkha and Sukha. Form, Rupa, nature is changing, deformed, afflicted, etc. This is Dhammanupassanasatipatthana. During the contemplation know the Nama nature of experiencing Dukkha and Sukha and the form nature of hot, cold, stiffness, etc. If you contemplate the stiffness, pressure, coldness, etc. of form, it becomes contemplating Dukkha Samadaya, the arising of Dukkha. This is exterminating the result. You have to contemplate the Nama, mind, its nature characteristic Sabhava Lakana of experience, Vedana. This is the exterminating of the cause, and Ditthi will fall away. Contemplating in this way whatever mind dharma arises from the six senses of door with its impermanence come to end. These are citta sankhara, minds are turning around Vedana. This is the turning of dependent co-arising, patikasamapada. The mind with tenseness, stiffness, etc. are dharma turning the patikasamapada. Not paying attention to the form Dharma and only know the feeling of Vedana. There is no Dukkha and Sukha and only exist as just Vedana. It can be called equanimity or neutral feeling. These are the internal Dharmas. From external the knowing minds of seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. lead to seeing man, woman, etc. If this kind of knowing mind arises will lead to apayas, woeful existences. These minds are turning the DA process, dependent arising equals DA. With the cessation of these minds and patikasamapada is cut off. All the minds arise from the six senses of door only have the nature of feeling or just feelings. Knowing the experiences of the form nature is Kayasatipatthana because it bases on form, rupa. This is Sotapanna Satipatthana. I'll continue on Vedana. With the cessation of Dukkha, Sotapanna has Sukha, with Dukkha ceases and Sukha Samadhi arises. His Samadhi becomes good. Now, it'll exterminate Tanha, craving. Contemplation of Sukha will become Dukkha, this reduces Tanha. Now, I'll talk about the dissolution of form, Rupa. The dissolution of Nama, mind, is related to Sotapanna. There are Sabhava view and mind view, with a lot of contemplation on the candor and loathsomeness of the body appears, Asubha. Seeing it as like with an open eye, like a large foamy water, as like 10 days or 15 days loathsome corpse, etc. This is seeing its Dharma Sabhava, Dharma nature. Some said that the in practice was on concepts. The Buddha said the whole world, Loka, was Paramatta Dharma. Not really exist is Panati, concepts. Seeing and knowing Dharmas are Paramatta Dharma, because of seeing its Sabhava Lakana. There are five concepts, from Sotapanna to Arahant, the abandonment of concepts in different levels. What concepts are abandoned by Sotapanna? He abandons the concepts of four elements as stiffness, tenseness, etc. Internal, and from external the concepts of man, woman, dog, car, etc. He understands the feeling, Vedana, of Nama Dharma. The stomach of the corpse is opened and with pus and blood flowing out from it. It's infested with many worms. Skeleton appears and seeing one's candor as disgusting. The body appears also as a boiling foamy water, and burning with fire. All these signs, lakana, are the perishing of form, rupa, with its four elements. The skeleton represents earth element, patavi, bloated, putrid, flowing with pus and blood represents water element, apo, the corpse burns with fire represents fire element, teho, boiling foamy water represents air element, vayo. But now, form is the cause and nama, mind, is the result. At Sotapanna nama, mind, is the cause and form is the result. It's seeing the kanda terrible situations that not desire for it. It becomes the result of disgust, and the desire to throw it away. In sleep, it is this state of mind, and at eating also the same state of mind. On the whole world becomes this state of mind. Wanting to throw it away but also can't do it. And then I am looking for comfort. In the mind is seeing the kandas sabhava which is paramatta. In the past, I had two dakamas, i.e., two upasikas, in Burmese is dakama, his two wives in lay life. I thought at the time that they might be good for me. At that time, I was practicing in the village, see his auto-bio talk. When I was looking at the dakama in Rangoon, Burmese wife, and seeing her bloated putrid corpse in the mosquito net. As a Sakadagami, once returner, his samadhi was very good, and he had the power to see things. Yu Kandima also had this power, which mentioned in his auto-bio talk. It was quite disgusting. When my mind turned toward the Karen Ma in the village, and she also became putrid, smelly and disgusting. Karen Ma is the Burmese usage of a Karen woman, as a male Karen HTI. This was his first wife in the village. We can see the stupidity and foolishness of man's lust in woman. Even nowadays, sexual lust becomes extreme and abnormal in humans. See the same sex affairs and marriages, and it becomes normal. When I was looking at the whole world water, mountains, forests, Shui Tar Gon, the golden stupa in Rangoon, statues, etc. All become putrid and not desire to looking at them. From the eye door Vedana arises, unpleasant or dukkha, and don't want to enjoy sukha. How Vedana arises from the eye door. The whole world is perishing like a big pile of excrement. It may be liked in a pit toilet, there are piles of yellowish excrement, which is smelly and disgusting. But there are many white worms twisting and wriggling fighting for the yellowish stuff like golds. Nowadays, some humans, politicians, world leaders, business people, rich men, etc. fighting for power and wealth for these yellowish stuffs. I don't want to attach my candor and others also. Don't desire for one's candor and also not desire for others' candors. These mind states arise and don't want to go near dakkas and dakamas, male and female followers. It reduces the defilement of lust, karma kalesa, by obtaining the vipassana nayan, nana, eye, but it still does not free from concepts yet. From the six senses of door vedanas arise and attain vijnana, knowledge. The whole world, loka, becomes dukkha. Don't want to experience seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. Because it sees dukkha. All become dukkha vedanas. With the end of the rising and falling, one becomes a once returner and the kalesa, desire, is decreased. The shape of form concept does not exist, but the perishing of Garnapanati wholeness is still existing. With the cessation of Vedana is Vedanasatipatthana, this is not momentary of impermanence. Seeing the continuous rise and fall, its strong insight, Balava Vipassana. I should not talk about the path and fruit, Magga and Phala, and I don't know it. As a monk, this is declaration of attainment which monastic rule forbid. I am only talking about the nature of the mind. Path and fruit, Magga and Phala, are also concept, this is Vijjamanapanati. Concepts about knowledge. It's not an ignorant concept, Avijjapanati, anymore. Not wanting to experience Vedana, Dukkha Vedana, is dosa mind. You have to practice letting this dosa mind cease. Perception, sanna, deceives on form, rupa, with the asubha, loathsome concept. Samsara will arise on form, rupa. In the state of unconscious or not knowing, something like in coma, is not the path knowledge. I am now talking about the nature of the mind. Now will exterminate the dosa mind. Now the cause of this mind appears. The concept of knowing the putrid body, sanna is the cause, lustful mind, raga, not exists and reducing of it. Now it will kill the dosa mind. Form, the body, is the cause, and giving the concept of putridness is the result of nama, mind. Because of sanna, perception, the result of clinging nama, mind, arise. This is how the five khandhas arise, because of mind and form become dukkha vedana, because of sanna become putridness, not wanting to experience is sankharakhanda, mental formation. The knowing is vinana, consciousness. Because of the five khandhas and the result of five khandhas arise, see dia process. Contemplating in this way is free from sanna, and only impermanence exists. Therefore, not give the perception of putridness. Contemplating the cause and effect is liberated from sanna, perception or concept, and then what happens to it? The Gana concept of wholeness is disappeared, and can't see the whole world with its mountains, earth and rivers, etc. Instead, what I see is the arising and passing away of the mind and form, rupa, in the rate of 100,000 billion times of mind and 5,000 billion times of form, sek. The gross form ceases, and what kind of rupa have I seen? Non-returner, anagami, abandons Garnapanati, wholeness concepts, and arahant abandons Sabhavapanati, it may be the most refined concept in nature. If I am looking at the Shwe Tegan great stupa, only seeing its rises and falls, looking at water and seeing its particles, the earth also in particles. The whole world only has Sabhava Rupa, and you only know it by practice. The very coarse karma kalesa, defilement of lust, of seeing man, woman, etc., is abandoned and not seeing man, woman, etc. What it is leaving behind. In the process, only seeing mind and form in the state of rises and falls with the rate of 100,000 billion times and 5,000 billion times in a wink of an eye. These are leaving behind. He is clinging to these billion times changing form, rupa, and rupa tana, craving to form is still with him. He has the fear of mind on the impermanence of mind and form. With rupa tana in his mind, he reflects on past, present and future periods and seeing births, jati. I am seeing my past life of at Padmasambhava Buddha's time was making the wish for realization. In one of his talks he had mentioned it. At that time, he was a king and invited the Buddha and Sangha and giving some dana and making these wishes. Nearly all the Mahasavakas of the Gautama Buddha were making wishes with the Padmasambhava Buddha. Only after perception of the wholeness of form disappears that I do the reflection. Now my perfection, Parami, is fulfilled. If I die now, what will happen to me? If I die now, I will be born in the highest pure abode, a Akanata of pure abode, Sudhavasapumi. I see my Brahma God's body there. Brahma God body is very big indeed, nearly at the height of a toddy palm tree. In 24 hours, I stay 5 hours there. The highest pure abode Brahma God lifespan is 16,000 great eons. This is not Alice in the Wonderland, see Einstein's relativity theory. Noble beings do not fear death, for they see and know their coming and going. I was in the Brahma world for staying 6 months long. These 6 months, if calculated in terms of human lifespan, may be equivalent to 5 hours of Brahma's lifespan. If I'll die at that time with clinging to that plane of existence. External sense bases, Bahida Ayatana, are ceased, and internal sense bases, Ajjata Ayatana, are still there. There are minds not arising yet. There are no dharmas to contemplate for the external. The minds not yet arise are, the mind wants to see, wants to eat, etc. And this is contemplating the not yet arising mind. These are wanting desirous minds, the minds of latent defilements. This is contemplation of the minds, Sittanupassana. Non-returner contemplates the not yet arising latent defilements. This is killing the latent tendency, Anaseya, and not let them arise. Now people, scholars, are arguing according to the books, suttas and commentaries. They are not really knowing it. This point reminds us not to argue with practices which we really not experience directly. The mind is inclining towards these refined particles, and enjoy in it. The mind inclines toward it, seeing it and experiencing it. Therefore, DA process is turning on the eye door. You can't let the mind be itself. With not seeing only it will not incline, and not inclining will not experience it. This is let the mind stops by itself. There is nothing to be called for that, and not giving names to it, because all the concepts panati are falling away. This is not the Dharma which can be seen by ordinary men, ordinary deities, devatas, and ordinary Brahma gods. Only practicing of insight yogis can see it. This is the Dharma to Nibbana. This is contemplation on the refined form, Rupa, and it becomes the faculty of wisdom, Panindriya. It's arriving at the top of insight, Vipassana, and contemplating on the refined mind and form. In looking for the way out, I have to contemplate again on the external. The seeing nature, the experiencing nature, etc. All the five khandhas are rising and falling away. Contemplate them with the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha and anatta, and this also not free from it, and contemplate again on the mind. What it looks like is, as the simile of the sea crossing ship and the bird. The ship was in the middle of the water and the bird on the ship mast went out and looking for the seashore. When it did not find it and returned to the ship mast. The bird was perching on the ship mast is like contemplating of the internal anaseya, latent defilement of the desire or wanting mind. The bird went out and looking for the seashore is like contemplating impermanence of the mind and form with the three characteristics which arising from external ayatana, sense bases. From the contemplation of mind, Sittanupassana, let us contemplate Dhammanupassana, contemplation of Dharma. When contemplate again, The internal and the wanting or desire minds are not there anymore. Now we are closing to the seashore. When contemplate again on the seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. minds and from, rupa, the non-existing anicca, dukkha and anatta are concepts, sanna, or perceptions. We are contemplating of non-existing things with sanna, concepts. We are not stopping at the real existence of just seeing, just hearing, etc. and clinging to the sanna concepts. Anicca, dukkha and anatta sannas are fallen away by knowing this and arriving at the shore. And am the bird, yogi, will never come back again, totally free forever. I am not contemplating the phenomena which arise from the sense objects aramana or arams, only at just seeing, just hearing, etc. And nothing is there, just sabhava phenomena, and it becomes zero, sanna. This is dhammanupassana, contemplation on dharmas. I have no births anymore and nothing have to do, and free from the three bhumas, sensual realm, fine material Janak gods and formless Janak gods.